hat company and its founder, John B. Stetson. Part of its attractiveness in the American Old West was the wide brim that protected the cowboy from the elements, a high crown that kept a pocket of warm air on his head, and the ability to carry water if he needed to. All models of Stetson hats are made from blends of pre-treated fur, including beaver, rabbit, and wild hare. First, a worker gathers the mixture of different fur and deposits it into a picker machine that begins blending the fur together. The picker roller, which dates from the 1890s, sends the fur into a mixer. Inside the mixer, compressed air blows the fur around. This settles and removes any dust and dirt that may be trapped in the fur. After about an hour, the blended fur settles into a collection box. A worker puts it through a rotating loader machine that sends the fur into a multi-chambered blower. A look inside the blower reveals a series of picker rollers. These rollers, along with blowing air, allow the lighter fur to float through the chambers while the heavier hair and the impurities fall to the bottom. At the back of the blower, the worker gathers and weighs the amount of fur needed to make just one hat. That amount varies depending on the size and style. The proper amount of fur then moves by conveyor belt into a forming machine. Here, a vacuum sucks the fur onto a cone form. The fur builds up like a fragile blanket of dust that must be held down by a wet cotton mesh. For extra protection, a worker wraps burlap onto the cone and puts a metal cover over it. He weighs it down and gives the fur cone a good soaking in a vat of hot soapy water to make the fur fibers curl up and lock together. Shortly after, the worker peels the newly formed felted fur blanket off the cone. At this stage, the interlocked fur fibers are still very fragile, so a worker protects the cones from damage by wrapping them in cloth. Then she puts them through a hardening process, which consists of a series of massaging rollers and hot water baths. The rollers and the hot water baths increasingly shrink and tighten the fur fibers together. The final and most aggressive massage makes the fibers felt together even tighter, and the cone is now strong enough to manipulate by hand. But the cones must be even stronger than this, so she puts them through a final hardening stage that shrinks and tightens the fur fibers to the maximum. At last, the fragile cone that came out of the forming machine becomes the desired hat size. Tearing the felt by hand is now impossible. After the cones are dyed, they're placed on a crown machine. Here, he works the top of the cone and makes the felt more flexible. Another machine softens the brim. Together, the machines form the cone into more of a hat shape. After soaking the cone again, a worker puts it on a wet blocker machine. Its brass fingers secure and stretch out the felt, while it forces a crown shape into the hat body. Then he puts the hat body into a hat sucker or vacuum that sucks out most of the water. He then sets the hat bodies aside to dry for 24 hours. Up next, we'll see how these hat bodies are transformed into classic Stetson hats.